All right, let's build the business of you, because we need to change some old thinking or we're going to get the same results. Take that arrow, throw it to the target, hit it right in the middle. Now, high school kids graduating, college kids graduating, transitioning military, anybody that's trying to get promoted or moving a different direction, moving into the civilian world, moving into an environment that's from the known to the unknown, this is going to establish what your goals are all about. But you have to have a passion. You have to prioritize those passions into a purpose. And we're talking law enforcement, we're talking firefighters, any emergency worker. We're trying to build the business of you step by step so you can become successful and you can get these little keys to success that opens up the opportunities for you. Across the globe, there's opportunities just for you. And you can dream it, you can dream it, you can land on that landing zone of success and build the business of you in any career that you want. So let's get started. What is undeniable intentions? I believe, you know, undeniable intentions is really the beginning of building the business of you. The you and purpose is just as important as the P, the passion. But the you is the other part of that heart there. It's building you to where your character, your intentions, your mindset, your mental attitude, everything is in tune to the passion that you have right now. And building your business of you, it's your character. It's what others think about you. It's not what you think. It's not what, I mean, you can have a false reality of who you actually are. Everyone makes mistakes. I've made mistakes. I've, you know, did things, said things that everyone has that you're not proud of you or you wish you could take back, but you just can't do it. What you can do, though, is reevaluate and move into a positive direction. Building your character up and building the business of you. You know, John Maxwell, one of the things that I do like is something that he says here, and I'm going to read it for you here. You know, scoring is the ultimate purpose of the game, and there's no scoring without a hoop. Where in your life do you feel that there is no hoop, and how do you feel about that? Because the only person that can change or install the hoop is you. You can go out and get a blue light special at Kmart right now and install your own hoop. Now, your own hoop is going to be free. It doesn't cost you a dime, but it's so vital to purpose. To build the business of you, you have to have undeniable positive intentions, be willing to help those, be willing to help others. I mean, you're a police officer, firefighter, military veteran. I know that your whole career has been helping people in emergency situations. The only difference between what you're going to be doing when you're transitioning out and what you did inside is you're going to be helping people that more than likely, the majority of the people that you're going to be helping are not in an emergency situation, which is great because you're good under pressure. So you should be awesome when there is no pressure. The only pressure is on you to make a difference. building the business of you is all about you. And you already know how to handle yourself when the tones drop, when the dispatcher calls you, when the president says we're going to war. You already know how to handle yourself. And it's very important to take some of those traits that you had and try to relate them to a civilian world, because it is different. Even if you are a police or a fire, transitioning out of that environment, even though you might have had other part-time jobs that were civilian jobs, but transitioning out of that environment, there's some difficulty there because it is different. And once you don't hurt people's feelings for fun by joking around with them like you do inside the firehouse. That isn't funny to a lot of people. And learning little things like that and knowing what your purpose is when you get out, it might take you a while. I mean, it's not going to be something that just happens overnight. Another thing Maxwell says, intentional living requires commitment. Are you willing to commit yourself to making the shift from good intentions to intentional living? Why do you think you would be hesitant to do that? And also, what are some words of good intentions? If you download that PDF that I have right there, there's a lot of questions on there that you need to really ask yourself. And just print it out, take it when you're watching TV, write down underneath the line, and answer each one of those little questions with a sentence. I mean, it doesn't require a lot of time. It's not like homework, but it's really a self-evaluation of your own character and your own intentional living. Understand what we're talking about on this PDF, because it does make sense. And having a direction to go is the first step, along with prioritizing your passion, which is the P in purpose, and the U in purpose is building the business of you and having undeniable intentions. Woo!